This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Assam today. In the morning, he will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway, where he will witness the aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft, and helicopters. The emergency landing facility is the first of its kind in Northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force to support landing and takeoff of military and civil aircraft during emergencies. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati in the afternoon. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and fake narrative. Mr. Goyal was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who were posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The union minister asserted that the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded by the government.
We have protected the interests of all our farmers, and this is an agreement that will help our farmers, fishermen, hardworking youth, MSMEs, startups, artisans, and Vishwakarmas. I've already announced many times that soya meal and maize, that is corn, has not been given any concession whatsoever. Hence, does not hurt any farmers' interests. By repeating it again and again, they're only trying to scare the farmers with their lies.
The Election Commission of India has instructed all the district election officers of West Bengal to ensure documents which are mandated by the Commission and the Supreme Court get uploaded in respect of the ongoing SIR process. The Commission has made it clear by 5 p.m. of 16th February, all the district election officers would scrutiny all the documents submitted by the people in the hearing phase. If any unwarranted documents found uploaded after the scrutiny phase, then the DEOs would be held responsible. The full bench of ECI, presided over by the Chief Election Commissioner, held a virtual meeting with the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, attended by the DEOs and special role observers, to review the SIR process. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit being hosted by India from the 16th to the 20th of this month. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castillon, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, Sri Lanka President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobke. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia and Slovakia are also set to participate in the summit. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. US President Donald Trump has said that a change in power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the US administration weighs whether to take military action against Tehran. Trump made the comments shortly after visiting with troops in North Carolina and after he confirmed earlier in the day that he is deploying a second aircraft carrier group to the Mideast for potential military action against Iran. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, United States of America defeated the Netherlands by 93 runs in a Group A clash at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Ireland will take on Oman in Colombo at 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.